That Sunday morning, they're taking on the Box, and here's Matty Burke.
Morning, Slats. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good to see you, mate.
I was waiting for a drum roll then as well. I thought that was the introduction for the drum roll.
Yeah.
Mate, yeah, they are. It's been a bit, I suppose with the test matches, it's a bit, you're on for a couple, you're off for a couple,
yeah.
But there's not that consistency, and that's when you sort of get a little bit lost. But they had the good win over Argentina a couple of weeks ago. They needed that purely because of where they'd been the last sort of 6 weeks through the June series and the rest of it. They now go to Bloemfontein. Game's on at 10 to 1 in the morning. So jump on board if you really want to see some good football.
Mm.
It is good football because Highveld always makes for fast football. So when you're playing up there, like the last time our boys won, and it hasn't been a great deal over in South Africa, was Kirtley Bill. It was like 41-39, I think it was. That's when Bill kicked that 50-metre penalty goal after the bell.
That would have been at altitude too. Where was that?
At altitude. That's Bloemfontein. So that's the last time the Aussies had won over there. I think prior to that, I think you go back to Stirling Mortlock in like 2000,
I heard a stat.
A kick from the sideline as well. So they're tough games, and they're high scoring as well.
Mm. Five. Bloemfontein, it's a tough town.
Have you played? You would have played cricket there, wouldn't you?
Yeah. It's not a great town.
No.
It's not a great town. That's where Hansi
Cronje
was from, yeah.
Hey, Berkey, give us an understanding of the difference between, like we talked about playing at altitude when we were training at Sydney Uni Oval number 2, which was about 10 metres higher than Sydney Uni number 1.
That's
but
right.
Give us an understanding of the physical impact of playing at altitude.
I found, Jimmy, that it ripped my lungs apart in the first 20 minutes.
Right.
So it's like your lungs are burning. You just
can't get the oxygen.
You're gasping for air. Every chance you got to get a bit of water in you because your mouth is so dry.
Right.
Other guys found it at the back end of the game. They struggle to suck the oxygen in. Then you go on the kicking side of it, and then that's when the benefits are because you can have a shot from 50, and it's like you're hitting it from 30. Like it literally goes that much further. So when you're in defence and you're retrieving a kick and you've got your wingers sort of positionally, sort of defensively with you, you've got to give it another 15 yards because they just spiral the ball. It goes over your head. So you want to obviously catch the ball. You want to come forward catching the ball, not go backwards.
Yep.
And that's what they can do. Plus the fact that, as I mentioned before, it's a fast game. For some reason, defense goes out the window and you just throw it around. So Marika Korobidi gets a start on the weekend.
Yeah.
And I think he'll go really well. I think he'll find space. He was so enthusiastic last outing against Argentina. I think it will go really well this week. Couple of changes as well. Isaac Rodder comes into the team, which is a good start. Second row with Adam Coleman. Jack Dempsey now gets a start at number 6, so he's going to be on the deck and running to start with. I'd like to see some consistency, though, with the Wallabies. Chet keeps changing the team around. I don't think he knows what his best team is yet, but South Africa came off that 57-0 drubbing against New Zealand, so hopefully we might get him at a good time.
I want to give you a tip, Jimmy.
Yep.
If you're ever over there and get fooled by the altitude theory with cricket, don't believe it.
Right. You're not
because you get there and you're told, the ball flies, the ball flies. Simo told me that and I thought, I'm just going to be a six hitter here. I'll half hit it and it'll fly. It's wrong.
Caught on the boundary.
A cricket ball doesn't fly like a footy.
Does that mean it comes out of the hand quicker?
No difference, really, other than just feeling gassed, like you said.
When you're talking 158 to 160.
Hey, Bernie Foley plays his 50th test match. Now, he's done it in 4 years, which tells you about how many test matches they play
each
year. I found it really interesting that you've got a guy like Quade Cooper, who's around, who's played 60 tests himself.
Yeah.
The decision by Checker to go with Foley was a big call, and he stuck with it all the way through. Are we seeing the fruits of that?
Yeah, I think what you go for, Jimmy, in that situation with a number 10, and I've always said it, I've said it before, and I know he's a good friend of this show, number 10s have to be like accountants. They have to turn up to work each day, and they have to be just solid, do numbers all day and not get bored with it. And I think that's what the number 10 does. Guide your team around the park, you know, put it into the corners, understand when every now and then have a dart. And he's been that guy. The Quade Cooper scenario was there's an X factor there.
Yeah.
But the X factor is, I think, the guy's wider. You know, give them space to play wider. It's not for you to be that fancy guy because when it's fancy, you lose that little bit of direction and you lose that consistency, I reckon. And I think that's why it's been his, not his downfall, but his inability to gain regular selection.
Yeah.
You can do that in Super Rugby because it's a little bit less. But Time and space, as you know, boys, when you climb the ladder, gets less and less. So That's why I think they've gone for the Foley side.
Mm. Scoreline?
Big, again. Go yep. overs again. I think it'll be like a 35-31 type
wow.
number. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that'll be exciting.
Yeah, yeah. And then, as I said, 57 blot South Africa last time against New Zealand. They'll be smarting at that. They'll want to do something at home. So they'll come out big and strong and fast. And I think it becomes a survival of the fittest purely at that altitude level. So you've got to be able to use his bench really well on the weekend and make sure they get the win.
Now, Berkey, we thank you. I love your insight, mate. And we needed to talk rugby. Got a job for you before
yes,
you
mate.
Go.
Talk to me.
We've got our new newsreader.
Oh, right. Okay.
And you are at the top of your game at Channel 10.
Yes.
If you keep your job, obviously, because they're much. Culling.
That's exactly right.
Go CBS.
Right. Come on, CBS. Right. Right at home.
We need some pearls of wisdom out there, okay?
Yes.
All right.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy to throw out anything. Anyone needs slats? I'll talk about brain surgery if you want me to, mate.
Yes.
I'm ready to go.
You're the man. Thank you, Berkey.
Cheers, boys.
Have a great weekend. Enjoy it.